Joining us this morning is the mayor of Elyria, Holly Brinda. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning.
I can see by your pin, I know what season it is.
That's right.
That is an awesome looking pin. It's like
it's a conglomeration of things. I bought it at a flea market. Somebody took different patriotic symbols and just kind of cobbled them together.
Glowing things, and because you're on the opposite side of where the light comes in, I'm like a bird with a piece of tinfoil, so there's a lot of sparkling going
That's
on.
That's right. The sparkles are happening already.
And the beautiful brooch that she has there on her lapel. But you're here this morning to talk about the, what are they calling it? The Salute to America 2016 that Elyria is having. Now, this is coming up tomorrow, right?
Yes, it is. You know, we have an early 4th of July celebration every year now in the city of Elyria, thanks to some very generous sponsors. And this year, we're very proud to present the Windstream Great American Picnic and Fireworks Show. They are our major sponsor this year, along with Bob's Tire and 3M Corporation for the fireworks. And I just want to mention, too, that there's so many wonderful summer activities going on right now, and so many of them are being made possible through generous contributions from our community reinvestment sponsors. So not just for the fireworks, but also for our summer camps and also our summer concert series and the baskets on the square and all kinds of things. So
there's always somebody there behind it showing that support. You know, when you're younger and little, you just think things happen. You don't realize all the work that goes into it and all the funding that's needed and the business and the community that have to come together to make all these things work.
That's right.
So you've got the event. Let's talk about this coming up on Thursday. It all gets underway at 4. It's kind of like a picnic fireworks kind of a thing.
It is. You know, we've found that with the support of our sponsors and vendors and our Parks and Recreation Department, people really want to make an evening out of it. So it's scheduled from 4 to 11 at West Park. And West Park is at 1200 Foster Avenue in Elyria. But the park will open at 4, and our vendors will be available at that point. There's plenty to eat if you want to bring the family down for a wonderful picnic prior to the show and the family games. We will have, we have Hershey's Ice Cream and More, Marco's Pizza, By the Slab Catering. We have Gold Star Food Service and Island Delights, and all kinds of great food. At 7 o'clock, our Parks and Recreation Department will provide family games. So if you've got young ones and youth, there'll be something for everybody. There's balloon tosses. There's sack races. So it's a really an old-fashioned picnic kind of thing, but it's a lot of fun. And this year, we are very excited to announce that because of Windstream's support, we're going to be able to offer two bands, and the live music will start on Thursday night at 7:15, there's a local band, E.T. King, and the Determination will be before the headlining band, and that is the Whiskey Kings, fronted by WKYC's Monica Robbins. So we'll have live music right up until the time that we have this spectacular show. It's the American Fireworks Company, again, that will be presenting it, and it's going to be a wonderful 25-minute show, and even better yet, Bruce and Craig, the weather is supposed to hold up. So I was so glad to see the weather report. We have a rain date of Friday, but hopefully we won't have to use it.
Bruce and I joked earlier about a 4th of July celebration in June. What's the idea of June 30th?
Well, we had to pick a date where we didn't have to pay holiday overtime to make this an affordable project for the community. And we wanted on Thursday night, if we picked it on the 30th, we still had to allow for a rain date on Friday. This year, the 4th of July is the following week on a Monday. Is that right?
Yeah.
Monday?
Yeah.
Yes. And to pick a rain date after that was difficult. It would have been after the holiday. So we hope people enjoy it. We know it's a little bit early, but it allows us to give a more spectacular show. If we spent more money putting it on than we did the show, you wouldn't have as many of the activities and such a great fireworks show. And it gives a nice launching a platform for the city of Elyria, too.
Well, we wanted to get the word out because sometimes people will think, okay, it's July. Where are the fireworks? And someone said, it was yesterday. You don't ever want that to happen.
Right, absolutely.
And you get tens of thousands of people going here. What about parking? What should people do? Any recommendations?
Yeah, I the first thing I would do it would be to steer them to the city's website at cityofelyria.org. There is an ad. There was supposed to be an ad in today's Chronicle Telegram. It's either today or tomorrow, but there will be. There's directions for parking in there, and the parking is going to be prohibited on certain streets. Clemens Avenue, the parking will be restricted on both sides. Oakwood Avenue, Penfield, Lowell, and Foster, and Spruce all have some. Limitations of parking for safety purposes. But, you know, we would definitely recommend that people, you know, park on the side streets or carpool. There is parking available down there, but the more you can carpool, the better.
We noticed, too, there will be a curfew afterwards. So what's the idea behind that?
Right. Well, we just want to be respectful to the neighborhood and the entire city. And we'll give people ample time to depart from the park. But beginning at 11:45, the city will actually put on a citywide curfew because we're concerned about safety. We want to make sure that the participants of the fireworks show do vacate the West area neighborhood to be respectful to people's property and also for safety purposes. And, you know, there's no reason for people to be in the park after the show. So that's really the reason for it.
And probably blankets and lawn chairs and things like that are a good idea for people maybe to bring.
Sure. You know, there are things that we welcome, blankets and beach towels and tarps and lawn chairs. And, you know, you can bring your cell phone or binoculars. You can bring sealed water. If you have a baby, you can bring a baby stroller. Wagons, flashlights, bug repellent. Remember your bug repellent. We don't want it mosquito bites this year.
Right.
And coolers. But we do prohibit some things for safety purposes. So please don't bring fireworks or sparklers or any type of throwing or batting toys, skateboards or inline skates, bicycles, laser pointers, no alcohol, obviously no illegal drugs, no tents or large golf umbrellas or flags. And no animals unless they're service animals. And this is all designed to protect people's safety.
Because when you get a lot of people there and it gets dark, and then you have people just trying to find their way, and if there's a lot of things around, there's more hazards that can happen.
Right. We want everybody to have fun, and we don't want to put too many restrictions on it, but these things have been designed to make sure that everybody's safe.
On another issue, if I may.
Sure.
Glad you're here today because yesterday, you were called away from speaking at the transportation rally on Ely Square. Let's talk about what you would have said.
Yeah, unfortunately, I had a personal situation. We had some pipes burst in my home, and we had some a company come in looking at trying to fix our problem. So I really did want to be there at the rally. But had I been there, and I know I sent my safety service director to be there and say a few words, you know, transportation is a huge issue throughout the county and including the city of Elyria. And one of the major complaints that we get up at City Hall is, you know, I don't have the bus transportation to get to Lorain County Community College or to get to a job or to even go to the grocery store in some instances. And, you know, if Elyria and Lorain and the rest of the county want to see our county be competitive, we need to give people better access to education. We need to give people better access to jobs, both in and outside the county, because I think I'm a true believer that not only do we need a comprehensive transit system inside the county, but it needs to be connected to outside the county, because many Elyrians travel to Cuyahoga County for work. So I do think it's an important issue. I think it's something we need to keep working at until we solve it. And certainly as the mayor of Elyria, we want to do whatever we can to advocate for a comprehensive transportation system. And I appreciate what the MOVE group is trying to do in terms of, you know, getting this dialogue to the forefront and keeping at it until we find a solution that the majority of people in this county can live with.
When it comes to transportation, it seems as though the finishing touches are being put on Route 57 by I-90.
Right.
How do you like it?
You know, it's not so much how I like it. It's how everybody else likes it. And we've got nothing but good comments about it. I think opening it up, first of all, it was designed to improve a high crash zone, and that has improved dramatically, which is, for safety purposes, very important. But it just provides easier access to that whole Midway area, and we're hopeful that that's conducive to not only existing business but new business. We do have a new Courtyard by Marriott Hotel being built right now next to the cinema out there, and we're looking at some additional development as well. And we're working with the mall asset managers on some solutions for the mall. You're going to be hearing an announcement here shortly in the next week or so about the city stepping in and helping with a redevelopment plan for that area.
I guess, Bruce, I'm all about transportation because I noticed an article this week in the Chronicle-Telegram mm-hmm. about two-way streets.
Yes.
In downtown Elyria, one-way streets going by the wayside eventually. What's that all about?
Well, the city had a thoroughfare study a few years ago, and then it was followed up by a federal market analysis and federally funded market analysis and redevelopment plan for all of our commercial business districts, including downtown. And when you look at best practices of other successful downtowns, all of them have one thing in common. They have two-way streets. And the reason we're looking at transforming our streets to two-way downtown is because it does slow traffic a little bit, and it does provide easier access to businesses and organizations on either side of the street. So we're going to do it incrementally so people can get used to it. The conversion this summer will be a portion of Second, but we're looking forward to getting this done and combining it with some other improvements downtown. We actually just received a federal grant to make some streetscape improvements on Broad Street. So we're going to be replacing all of the lighting on Broad Street between Muni Court and East Avenue with beautiful historic lantern lighting. But it's LED lighting, so it's actually more affordable for the city. It's the new LED lights. You'll see some new curb cuts. You'll see some new crosswalks with the red stamped cement crosswalks, and they actually have flashing lights for people's safety. And I will say, you know, we need people in Elyria to be more respectful of our crosswalks downtown. It is really a challenge, and we're hoping that these flashing crosswalks begin to make a difference.
You mentioned construction downtown. There's a project out our window here by West Avenue. What's going on there?
We're actually finishing Middle Avenue right now. There's the median strip down Middle Avenue is being completed. As you know, we replaced Middle Avenue from near the stadium all the way up to Broad Street here. And everything was complete except the median strip. In the fall, we ran out of time to pour the median strip, so it was filled with gravel. And people thought, why are you filling that with gravel? Well, it was just a temporary solution. So now that median strip is being filled with poured, stamped red cement, and some planters will be added later. So it's going to be a very attractive boulevard leading into our city. And it's one of many projects that we're focusing on in the downtown area to really improve our core. Because I'm a true believer that Ely Square is Elyria's living room. And we've got to make sure that our downtown is attractive and conducive to business and community gatherings as possible.
You have a fountain in our living room. How do you like that, Craig?
Well, you know what? I want to mention. Could I mention that? We're getting ready to gear up for our bicentennial in 2017. And we have almost 100 volunteers on the bicentennial committee right now working. But it's going to be a grand year, and it's a year in the planning. But people are going to see, we're actually making a documentary. This is all philanthropically funded, by the way, so we're not using city dollars. But people will see a documentary about their city explaining its history. They will see a grand bicentennial parade. They will see events all year long. There'll be a bicentennial ball. all kinds of things. But one of the things we're doing is we've adopted some legacy projects. And one of them, I don't have time to talk about all of them, but one of them is rebuilding the fountain in Ely Square. And so shortly you're going to read about some options that we're going to be presenting to the public about what this fountain might look like. And I hope people who are interested will come and participate in that. You'll get a say in terms of what this fountain, this beautiful fountain, is going to look like being replaced in Ely Square.
Well, the forefathers at some point did a nice job of designing a square here in Elyria. And it's sort of, it serves its function and it continues to do that today.
It really does. I mean, most communities, even the newer ones, are trying to recreate what we already have. And we're very fortunate. So.
Well, we appreciate you coming in today, sharing some of that talk. But the reason we brought you in is because tomorrow night is the big fireworks, the Windstream Great American Picnic and Fireworks Show. Again, it'll be at the West Park location on Foster Avenue from 4 until 11 o'clock. Happy 4th of July, Mayor. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much.
It.